Oh, praise. worship him in humbleness. Oh, praise him, alleluia. Thou abiding Son with all them thee, thou silver moon makes soft at gleam, thou rising moon in praise rejoice, ye lights of evening find a voice, thou fast O Master full and
brothers and sisters, God's peace be with you. Francis of Assisi, whose Canticle of the Creatures we've just sung, had a deep awareness of the overwhelming love of God in and through all things, throughout all creation, which bears his imprint. And it's this Franciscan vision which inspires those of us who've prepared this service. It shapes our life in community at Pilsden and at Hillfield in Dorset. And it's a theme which runs through this whole service. We welcome Bishop Libby and Bishop Pushpa as our celebrants at this communion service. And I invite you to a moment's silence as we begin this service, acknowledging God's presence with us here. And now is the time to turn off your phones.
Creator God, send your Holy Spirit to renew this living world, that the whole creation, in its groaning and striving, may know your loving purpose and salvation, and come to reflect your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Do please be seated.
You shall not deprive a resident alien or an orphan of justice. You shall not take a widow's garment in pledge. Remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you from there. Therefore, I command you to do this. When you reap your harvest in the field and forget a sheaf in the field, you shall not go back to get it. It shall be left for the alien, the orphan, and the widow, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all your undertakings. When you beat your olive trees, do not strip what is left. It shall be for the alien, the orphan, and the widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, do not glean what is left. It shall be for the alien, the orphan, and the widow. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt. Therefore, I command you to do this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The passage we've just heard is a passage of familiar themes, isn't it? It speaks of those in need on the margins of a society. It speaks of generosity. It speaks of gift. And we hear in that passage that God's gift to the Hebrews has two parts. On the one hand, he's given them their land. Land not just as a geographical location, but as a living source of sustenance. And he's given them freedom, redemption from slavery and from sin. And ancient Israel's vocation is to share those gifts with others as generously as they have received them from God. I've come from the Pilsden community in Dorset, another small holding like the Friary at Hillfield. Pilsden was founded nearly 60 years ago to provide a house, a home, and a safe place, particularly for wayfarers, for alcoholics, and the mentally ill. And over the last 57 years, our 12 acres have fed hundreds, if not thousands, of people. Or rather, from our 12 acres, hundreds of people have fed each other. Refugees, orphans, widows, addicts and artists, the depressed, the divorced, the paranoid, the married, toddlers and pensioners, victims of abuse, nurses, the homeless, priests, people on probation, wayfarers, and occasionally, thank God, actual farmers. We've all sown the seeds, gathered the crops, milked the cows and fed the pigs who were up here. We've all laid the tables and cooked the meals, which make Pilsden a home and a shelter for everyone who arrives. If our fields and gardens are bright, it's not because any of us working on them really know what we're doing. As the person in charge of the gardens, I can promise you that. Our fields and our gardens are bright because all of them and everything produced on them belongs to anyone and everyone who visits. And what makes those people who visit bright is the fact that everyone comes knowing our need for healing, for forgiveness. And we all come, whether we know it or not, searching for the generosity of God. You'd all be very welcome to visit, but maybe not all at once. And so if we want our own fields, those of us who have them, and streets and homes to also be bright, to be bright with God, that passage teaches us to live in two ways. It teaches us to be mindful of how much we have received, all that we have, and all that we are coming from God. And it teaches us to live generously, not just for profit or for gain, but always seeking new ways, creative ways, to share the gifts we have received with those who need them, trusting in our God and our neighbor to provide for our needs in turn. And Francis had an extraordinary sense of his own need, didn't he? His poverty and God's abundant generosity in that. And for him, that economy of gift was perfectly and fully embodied in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And by living out of that economy, that trust of God's gift by offering his whole life, in a sense, as a gleaning to sustain others. Francis rediscovered and shared again Christ's way of compassion, joy, and peace. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse or barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. For it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." The Gospel of the Lord.
With whom are you related? What are your connections? Look around you, the people you're sitting amongst. Maybe you're with members of your church, members of your own family, friends. Or maybe you're just with complete strangers who you've never met before and you'll never see again. Or maybe you're with people you bump into each time you come back to Greenbelt, because Greenbelt is like that, isn't it? We're all related. We're connected to each other in some way. Not necessarily by blood, but by common interest, common faith, by our culture, or just by being members of the human race. Look beyond this tent and its environments to this bright field. Look at the trees. Consider the lilies, the birds above us, the grass of the field on which we're set, the earth beneath our feet. Here also are our connections, relationships, which we may not so readily recognize day by day, creatures with whom we share a genetic code made up, like us, of stardust. To all these we belong in an amazing, intricate web of connectedness, a network of relationships from an infinitely abundant, generous, creative, and compassionate God, who is relationship itself. This is the worldview of the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. This is what Jesus Christ shares with us. And this is the vision which Francis of Assisi rejoiced in and lived. He called every creature, no matter how small, by the name of brother or sister, because he saw that they came from the same source. This is what he gave thanks and praise to God for. This is what his great canticle, which we've sung, is all about. Underlying the ecological crisis of our time, from human-induced climate change to the rapid extinction of species which we're now experiencing, to the destruction of the rainforest, to the degradation of human life. Underlying all these is one fundamental crisis: the loss of a sense or an awareness of relationship, a forgetfulness that we are intimately and intricately related to each other and to the world around us. We've forgotten that everything in this world belongs, has place, is connected. And this isn't fantasy. This isn't a romantic fantasy. This is scientific fact. In a culture in which our main focus is often on the consumption and accumulation of things, we've come to see the planet as a giant warehouse of stuff there for our convenience, to be possessed, used, exploited, and discarded at our will, rather than as our common home, with a network of relationships held together within the mystery of God's love. In his encyclical letter published earlier this summer, entitled Laudato Si, Praise Be to You, after the opening words of Francis's canticle, a letter addressed not just to Christians, but to people of all faiths and of none, Pope Francis appeals for a rediscovery of this radical, radical relatedness. He calls us to the reality that life, the life of this planet, with everything and everyone on it, hangs together. That we and every creature belong. Our lives are interconnected. And that as our source is from the overflowing abundance of God, so the true end and goal of all things is to be found in the praise and the worship of God. Pope Francis calls us to an integral ecology, which is social, economic, environmental, and spiritual. It's a brilliant document. I urge you to get hold of a copy to read it. It's quite cheap. It says to us, don't ever think that your small actions of relationship with the world around you don't count. Your care for the food you eat, the energy you consume, your campaigning, your politics, every small thing that you do is a sign of your relationship, that you acknowledge that interconnectedness which is at the heart of our life and of this planet. It's this kingdom-shaped, integrated ecology which many who live in communities like those at Hillfield and at Pilsden are seeking to live out and to share. As brothers and sisters with each other and with the wounded stranger who comes to visit. As brothers and sisters with the land on which we're set, and with the plants and the animals and with the food which they give to us, and the energy and sister rain, hopefully holding off. And as brothers and sisters within the mysterious presence of God, renewed in the daily pattern of prayer and worship. This is our bright field, with a network of relationships revealing the mercy and glory of God, an ecology by which the world is created and redeemed and upheld. For both our communities, both at Pilsden and at Hillfield, bread is a very important symbol. We know where the flour comes from, the types of grain: wheat, rye, spelt, einkorn, and the name of the miller. We recognize the different loaves of each community baker. Some are flatter and more solid than others. Bread is our staple food. We share it at our common table, and we bring it to the altar to be taken, blessed, broken, and shared, that the life of Christ, the life of relationship, might be renewed in us. I've brought a Hillfield loaf for this communion service. I don't think it's going to be enough for everyone, but it will do for those of us here. And the person who baked it with considerable careful attention is called Mike. He sends it to us at Greenbelt with love. His wife Barbara is seriously ill in hospital, and he asks us to pray for her today. May this fruit of the earth and the work of human hands become for us the bread of life, which connects us with each other, with every creature on this planet, and with the loving, self-giving source and goal of all. Amen.
If you turn, I think, to the central panel of your order of service and join in with the parts in bold, let's affirm our trust in the living God. And so we believe in the Creator, who conjured light from darkness, who drew land from endless oceans. Who sowed the sea with shoals, who scattered birds across the sky. Who made men and women to be like him, who became like them. Who made that cross a bridge from God to all, who overpowered death. Who calls us now, and we respond.
Glory to the Father in heaven, to the Son who walked among us, to the Spirit whose breath is life.
Amen.
And so we pray, we bring our prayers to God for our common home, for each other, and for every creature.
Good morning, Greenbelt. I'm Esther, and I'm a trustee. And I'm just here this morning to thank you for being with us together in this bright field. Thank you for your spirit, your energy, your generosity, and your support through the ups and downs of the Greenbelt story. And long may we continue on this journey together. Thank you for all that you have given and hopefully are about to give this morning in today's communion offering, which this year is being taken to support the future work of Greenbelt, which couldn't exist without you. So thanks very much. Please give what you can, a little or a lot, that's great. On a practical note, checks need to be made to the Greenbelt Festival Limited. Thank you very much.
Let us pray, and our response to Lord in your mercy will be, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for Greenbelt and all those that it touches, for safety, good weather, for enough finances and resources, for artists, musicians, speakers, and all contributors, for all who are involved in any way, for vision for the future. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for a care for our common home, the land, the seas, every creature, for a change of heart and vision about the environment, for the Paris Conference on Climate Change later this year. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for peace. We hold up Syria, Iraq, South Sudan, and the Ukraine, and all countries, peoples, and cultures torn apart by violence. This weekend, we pray especially for those who, unlike us, are forced to live in tents, for the homeless, for the refugee. We pray that governance would work with their peoples and each other to make this earth a home for all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the coming of God's kingdom in our own lives and the lives of those we know and care for, let us remember people we know in need at this time. Lord, in your mercy.
Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your church, on all the people of God, from great bishops and pastors to the lowest, the last, and the least. Lord, give us the gift of prophecy to speak difficult truths and to live difficult realities, and unite us all into one people who can join in the praise of all creation. Lord, in your mercy.
We make our prayer in fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world and in every age. We join with the prayers of the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Knowing our connection with one another and with all creation, we share the peace. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to one body in the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Brothers and sisters, let us offer each other a sign of Christ's peace.
Let us pray. God of life, Saviour of the poor, receive these gifts with our gratitude for your goodness, our penitence for our pride, and the dedication to your service in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Jesus Christ, you have invited us to come to this table as your friends. We have come from many places and experiences. We have come with all our differences. We have come to the place where journeys meet. You have reached out to all your creation and have called us into the heart of God.
So come to this table, you who have much faith, and you who would like a little bit more. You who have come to this sacrament often, and you who have not been for a long time. All who have tried to follow Jesus, and all of us who have sometimes failed. Come, it is Christ who meets us here.
The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Father, whose image moves through all creation, we give you thanks that together with all creatures, we are called to sing your praise.
We give you thanks that in your Son, you called yourself our brother. Clothed in our nakedness and embracing our poverty, you revealed the riches of your grace.
We give you thanks that in his death, Jesus bore our chaos in his body, holding out until the end the way to healing, forgiveness, and life.
We give you thanks that in Christ Jesus, all creation has been raised, all dust renewed, all humanity redeemed. And so with saints and angels and all creation, we join in heaven's song.
Christ at supper with his friends on the night when he was betrayed took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also at supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus Christ, present with us now, as we do in this place what you did in an upstairs room, breathe your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us your body, the bread of heaven, and your blood, the cup of salvation. May we and all who share this bread and this cup be formed in your image as your body on earth, until your kingdom comes and all creation unites in joyful praise of you, its loving Creator.
Amen. Amen.
Its ever-loving Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Its compassionate Sustainer.
Amen. 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 Amen.
As Jesus taught us, so we pray. O Father in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We break this bread for all those who love God and seek after truth, for those who follow the path of the Buddha, for those who worship God as Hindus, for our brothers and sisters in Islam, for the Jewish people from whom we come. And we pray that one day we may be as one. We break this bread for the great green earth, for the oceans, the forests, the fields, and the flowers that we are destroying, for our fellow creatures of sea, land, and sky that are becoming extinct. And we pray that one day God's original blessing will be restored. We break this bread for those who have no bread, for the hungry, the homeless, and all who are refugees. And we pray that one day this world may be a home to all. And we break this bread for the broken parts of ourselves, for our broken relationships and the wounded child in each one of us, and pray that one day we may find the wholeness that is of Christ.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread.
Most High, all-powerful, good Lord, yours are the praises, the glory, honor, and all blessing.
Most High, all-powerful, good Lord, yours are the praises, the glory, honor, and the blessing. Most High, all-powerful, good Lord.
tree of life my soul hath seen, laden with fruit and always green. The tree of life my soul hath seen, laden with fruit and always green. The trees of nature fruitless be, compared with Christ, the apple tree.
Let us pray. O God, you have blessed us and fed us with the body and blood of your Son, that we may share the fullness of his life. Send us out, nourished and refreshed,
to work in harmony with you for the good of your world, and to sing the song of all creation to your praise and glory. Amen.
Thank you.
Saint Francis called on all creatures, all of us, everything that moves, all creatures, animate, inanimate, to bless God and to give praise and thanks to God. And so we say, let us bless the Lord, living and true. Let us always give him praise, glory, honor, blessing, and every good. Amen. Amen.
I am saying the blessing in my language. That is the second biggest language in India. We call it Telugu. After language, we have to say Amen, Amen, Amen. We have to sing. Samasta jnanam ichina devuni samadhanam meeku todayindi. Devuni gurchinattiyo ayana kumarudaina Yesu Kristunu gurchinattiyo. Teliviyandunu premayandunu mee hrudayamulanu manasulanu kapadunu gaaka. Tandre, kumarudu, పరిశుద్ధాత్ముడైన సర్వశక్తి గల దేవుని దీవెన మీకు కలిగి ఎల్లప్పుడు మీకు తోడయుండునుగాక. And so we go from here as brothers and sisters with each other and with all creation. Amen.
So as you leave communion this morning, please try and remember to hand in your communion cards. If you could hand those in either at one of the flag points or to one of the stewards, or you can hand them in at the information booth if you find yourself still clutching it when you've left the glade. There are some white buckets down here at the front still if you wanted to give to collection and perhaps the buckets didn't. We have three buckets here at the front. If you wish to give to collection and a bucket passed you by and you weren't able to give, checks can still be made payable to Green Belt Festivals Limited, and we're very grateful and thankful for everything that you can give. If you wish to support Green Belt further and you're a regular in church and like to have a cup of coffee after your morning service, then you can go over to the tank, which is just over there to my left-hand side, where you can go and have your after-church cup of coffee and catch up. They might even have some nice squash and biscuits you could try out. I don't know. But just next door to the tank, you'll also find the Angels Lounge. And you can go on supporting Greenbelt year-round by becoming a Greenbelt Angel. And as I'm sure you're aware, the Greenbelt Angels have supported us through this year and have enabled us to carry on. So to find out more about becoming a Greenbelt Angel, please go to the Angels Lounge at the back of the Glade Arena next door to the Greenbelt Cafe, which is the tank. We're very grateful for having all the contributors part of the service this morning, but if you'd like to go and hear Bishop Pushpa speaking, she's going to be speaking in the treehouse at 12:30, so in around 35 minutes. So you can hear Bishop Pushpa there, over in the treehouse, just up past the playhouse at 12:30. If you could please take any rubbish with you, these are those notices you don't normally have to give on a Sunday morning in church, but please take your rubbish with you. There are bins around the site, but we'd be really grateful if you could do that. And please remember to hand your information cards in, your communion cards in, at the flag points to one of the stewards or at an information booth.
I give you your truth.